Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a terrific guest for the show today, Mark Rossler. He has a background leading corporate sales and advertising. Today, he is the president and chief revenue officer of HubSpark, which empowers small businesses to leverage technology across a wide range of business use cases. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Thomas. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you being here. So let's start off taking a step back so that we all appreciate the problems, and let's steep ourselves in what are the problems that people deal with?
Yeah. I mean, just to like paraphrase it and make it a little brief, because I could go on, you know, I can go on with that for like 3 hours. I could totally nerd out on that. A lot of the guys that we target, you know, they own their own business. Plumbers, roofers, residential construction, things like that. When they probably first started their business, it was a lot, you know, they ran an ad in the Yellow Pages. They did maybe a commercial on the local radio station. And, you know, they didn't know if it worked or if it didn't work. They just, that's all there was. And that's what they did. And they hoped it worked for them. Now, there is search engine optimization and digital marketing and click-throughs and rankings and business profiles, and it's completely overwhelming. And, you know, one of the main things, and you got to realize everybody that works for this company either has owned a small business or came from a family that's owned small businesses. We know all the pain points. And that right now, that's the biggest thing. They're like, I'm the best plumber, but I'm not the loudest. So nobody knows who I am. And I don't know how to get them to know who I am. So I need more calls. How do I do that? So, yeah. You know, the options that have probably been presented to them are very expensive. They hire someone to do SEO. SEO is like $1,500 to $2,000 a month. And our founder, Jay owns an SEO company. They specify in doing SEO for attorneys. It's a company called Digital Horsepower. It's a small company. You know, he generates about $1 million a year in revenue, but they're great at it. If your lawyers are the hardest to rank because they're the most competitive, and any lawyer that works with Digital Horsepower ranks in the top three. And we know everything that he's learned with that. That company's been in business for 10 years. Everything he's learned and all the technology he's developed, we built into HubSpark. So what it does is it makes it very simple for a guy who's not like super techie to improve his ranking because all the sophisticated stuff is happening in the background. We have him do a couple of things and then all of the complicated stuff happens in the background. If you want, I'll give you a really good example of that.
Before we dive into that example, Mark, let's, you know, even in the technology world, it's so hard to get seen. Even if you're, you know, you're doing IT stuff or web stuff or product stuff, you know, it's this big competitive market out there. And what works is constantly changing. You know, the methods that people use and that work now weren't the same thing as 7 years ago or maybe 10 years right. before that. And you can just imagine how much worse that is for folks who do, you know, fixing HVAC systems or they're an electrician and things like right. that, right? And they're like way, they're thinking, and they're not thinking like that, and that's not their world. So, you know, if they wake up one day and they're like, hey, I'm one of the most talented people around, and I'm just not getting seen, how do I get my name out there? And right. then you try to, you say, oh, well, you could fix it. How much is that going to be? Oh, $15,000. We're going to do this then, right. the web thing and all that kind of stuff. So it's too alien to them. So, and it's an important problem to solve.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to speak to those people directly. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news very much, but the CEO of NVIDIA, which is basically the largest, most highly valued company on earth now, he's been going around saying, listen, the new millionaires are the blue collar millionaires. Why is that? Well, because of AI, they have to build all of these humongous facilities to store the energy that it takes to run it. And they're going to need HVAC technicians, and they're going to need electricians, they're going to need plumbers and all of those things. And there's no sign of that ever slowing down. And those people are going to be making a lot of money. So what we really wanted to do was kind of give them a leg up. When those companies are looking for those particular types of trades, they can find the person that's a customer of HubSpark. And we don't want to make it so it's so much money they can't afford it, you know, and we have changed the model a bit. Now, you know, I'll get into that with you in a little bit, but that is a huge reason why we put this whole thing together, because these guys are really on the, they might feel overwhelmed right now. They might be just getting by right now, but they're on the verge of like a golden age.
Yeah, so give me an idea of the competitive landscape, right? So you've got the big players, you know, when someone wants to solve this problem, and really a glimpse of the range of problems that are trying to be solved, all kinds of business processes underneath the hood, you know. So what are some of the problems that these people kind of are faced with normally?
So let's say you're one of those guys that kind of knows what you're doing and you have some technological acumen, okay? Usually what we find is they are duct taping a couple of things together. You know, they'll have HoneyBook and they'll have Go High Level and they'll have Sortly all joined or Constant Contact or Square or Thrive. And they try to get them to all play nice together. And it's hard to do and you miss things. You know, the difference with HubSpark is everything is in one spot. It works seamlessly together and it costs less than any of those one things that you're using separately to do one little, you know, one aspect of your job.
Right. And so, you know, normally when it comes to early stage tech companies, typically the good idea, you know, for newer companies is to get good at one thing and then gradually grow into a platform later. Building a platform out of the gate seems to be very hard for a lot of companies, right? Unless you're like Microsoft or Adobe and you've already built everything up. Did you guys follow that path? Did you follow like a nailing it down with a core competency first and then growing out from there? Or did you come out in from the jump and just say the problem kind of is a platform problem of this kind of horizontal issue and we're going to solve that?
I'm not gonna pretend, oh yeah, we knew that we had to do this. You know, like we didn't know. We had a couple of things put together, and it was a lot of it was from the perspective of a mechanic shop because our founder's family, that's what they ran. So he knew a lot of it. He was very specific about the pain points. And it was very simple. And then we beta tested and people, you know, they liked what we had, but then they'd be like, well, how do I get a hold of the people trying to get in touch with me? Or I need a CRM. What about marketing? Like, and then we started to incorporate these things and our engineering team is heroic. They are just, we make changes that are such heavy lifts and they get it done in a matter of days. And they're doing it right now. They're actually, there's a huge lift we're doing right now. Everybody that deals with us, like right now, we're about to launch this affiliate program with this company called Impact. Have you heard of those guys?
Yes.
Okay, Impact's huge.
Yeah. They're used a lot, if I'm not mistaken, in the like government agencies, I think, use Impact a lot.
Shopify is a customer, Ulta's a customer, HubSpot's a customer, you know?
Yeah.
They have a great platform, they know what they're doing. You know, back in the early 2000s, there was another company called Commission Junction. They were kind of like the only game in town, and the guys, and they were huge, but the guys that created Commission Junction founded Impact. So they really know what they're doing. And we've had to do all these integrations. And I think when we originally spoke, the app was going to be free because that's what we really wanted to do. Because again, affordability is such a huge problem. But then we realized very quickly that Impact was probably going to be our largest revenue generator as far as getting users. And it's very hard to have an appealing affiliate program when your app is free because you can't really give them too much of a payout. So there's no incentive. So really, the only reason why we have to charge money for it so we can have the most, you know, kick-ass affiliate program, but it's still less than half of what anybody else is charging. We're not doing it to make money. We're doing it to get users. When we made it free, the problem was, you know, yes, it's free, but can you use payments? So, you know, signing up for payments was mandatory. We would make, you know, pennies per transaction. So we weren't greedy. We were just trying to make a living, and we figured we'd win just in volume. Nobody was doing it. The drop off every single time was when people were signing up for payments, and we had to remove it. And then when we realized, like I said, when we realized it's an affiliate program, then we had to charge for it. We're trying to charge as little for it as we can so the affiliate program is successful. But really, that's the main reason why we're charging. Again, we're not greedy. We're not trying to be billionaires. We really want to help people. We created this product to help people, but it also has to, you know, it doesn't matter how good it is if nobody knows about it. So the way
Right.
we're going to create awareness now is through this huge affiliate program. And that's like, we think, and I'm going to be personally running it myself. We think that's going to be the biggest revenue generator. And I promise you, you know, when someone tells me you're in charge of it, I make sure that's the case.
So let's unpack that a little bit because that's an interesting conversation there. You started off saying like, okay, well, let's go the freemium route where you have a piece of it for free and then you upgrade into, and then that didn't quite work out. And you do the affiliate program in order to spread. What are some of the things that you have to get right product wise for that to work. Do you know what I mean? So like for a freemium, for example, you have to make sure that you're delivering value right away and that people start using it every day and that you give
There's no
them sort
risk,
of,
right?
there's got to be some premium thing that they crave and that they really want after they love it. And then, right. But then with
That's
the
right.
affiliate, what are some of the things that you think about in terms of pursuing success with the affiliate program in terms of what the product needs to be?
Well, in order for an affiliate program to be successful, you really only need like 30 good ones. But in order to get good affiliates, they have to make money. That's what they're doing it for. So we spoke with the people at Impact. We are, our main contact there is this guy, Ben Okin, really knowledgeable guy. His father was the head of sales for Commission Junction way back in the day. So the kid's been around the block for a while. And we decided that the best thing to do was come up with some kind of residual program where if you're an affiliate and you're promoting the HubSpark app, anytime someone signs up, you get $50, but it's $50 in perpetuity. So for as long as that person's a customer, you're getting $50 a month. So if you sign up 10 guys, it's $500 a month. If you sign up 100 guys, it's $5,000. So there's real money in it. That's why we want to, the reason why we did this to cut through the noise, because there's 286,000 affiliates on the platform, and there's probably a lot of people trying to come up with a good deal. But if you come up with something residual that's substantial, and when we went in, our initial plan was to keep it free. We were going to still do the affiliate program, but the person would have to sign up for payments and then do, like $5,000 in credit card processing, and then the affiliate would get $25. So they'd have to wait a while, and it wasn't much. And they were like, guys, this isn't going to work. And we had to really rebuild the whole onboarding process because then we had to make it a pay platform. Now, the one good thing about that, the one really good thing about it is there was no other tier. The 149 gets you everything. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that companies like Podium and Thrive and BirdEye, which kind of play in the same space, their cheapest version is $300, and our 149 is better than their premium version. It does so much more, and it's so, I mean, it's elegant. Did you download it at all? Actually, you know what, Thomas? Wait till like Wednesday, because that's
Okay.
when the whole thing's going to be kicked in. And I'll even get you, I'll open it up so it's free for you, so you can
Oh,
use
I'm excited. I'd love to check it out 'cause I mean
it.
I love this kind of software. I mean in the I'm in UX and I'm on the enterprise side of it very often and a lot of our clients they're doing real world stuff. So it'd be terrific to know about it.
Yeah, happy to do it, man.
Yeah, and so this is fascinating the way you're talking about the affiliate program, what's making it work and what doesn't work, a faster payout, and it almost sounds like people kind of viewing it as a little bit of a stream of income, right? Is it continuous or is it just a one
It's
time?
continuous, yes. As
It's
long as they're a
continuous.
customer, yeah.
So they can have that on the books of like, okay, I actually want to sign up more, X number of people
Oh,
as an
yeah, sure.
affiliate in the next month because that increases that pipeline of incoming cash.
There are people that make millions of dollars as an affiliate. If you're like an
Yeah.
influencer and you have a lot of followers, the amount of money that can be made is ridiculous. There are people that literally do this for a living.
One of the things I would think would help sell it too, and tell me if this is the case for you guys, is making it really easy for the affiliate to sell it, that they can just open up a laptop, fire it up, and say, hey, look at this. Don't you hate losing, half an hour doing X, Y, and Z? Check this out. And then just pull it up and then do it in a fraction of the time in a easier, slicker interface,
We just
that
had
kind of
our
thing.
dev team upload any kind of deliverable imaginable that an affiliate would need and that they can just take right off the platform and use. There's like 61 of them, whether it's a banner ad, a video, anything, logo, any kind of thing that they could use. And in the welcome email that I put together, I told them if they need something that we don't have, call me and I'll have it made for them. So we'll
Man.
custom make it for somebody if they need it.
Now, as a chief revenue officer, how much of a role in your organization do you get to play in the product itself and the roadmap or the vision around it? Are you mainly on the revenue side of things, or do you get to tinker at all or give
Thomas,
them?
we're a small company for the moment, so we all do everything. And when we have a meeting, everybody has an opinion, and everybody respects each other's opinion. Jay has the final say. Jay's a genius. He's hard to keep up with. He's difficult sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
As geniuses are, yeah.
he knows things that most people, he's forgotten more things than most people know when it comes to this kind of stuff. And what's good about him is when he supersedes whatever your opinion is, he gives you a very clear and concise reason. He goes, I like that, but the reason why we're going to do it this way is because of this, this, and this. And you're like, oh, I didn't even realize that. And it makes so much sense. So
Right.
he's very good at articulating why we're going to do a certain thing and why that's a strategy. I also paint, put together desks. I do whatever I have to do.
I mean,
So those
those
are.
kinds of teams are the best teams to be on. You know, when I look back at my career, it's the startups that are kind of startups and scale-ups that are small, dedicated teams of people just, you know what everybody's good at, and people jump in where they need to, and everyone's just pursuing the success of the whole keeping the ship floating. What kind of roadmap do people have to look forward to?
So this is what we plan on doing. Okay. We plan on improving it probably every 4 weeks, adding a new feature and not charging anything additional for it. So I'll tell you two of the things that are on the roadmap are a bookings module and an inventory module. What I'm doing, I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm in discussions with a large contractor supply company where they'll be able to order exclusively through the app. I'm a sales guy at heart, and I think I probably get them to do it. So.
And so let people know when they start using HubSpark, what is that experience and the setup like? And then also, how do they make sure that they have the ability to be an affiliate?
Yeah, it starts off with a 14-day free trial. So you can get, you can hang out with it, play with it, no problem. And then after the 14-day trial, it's $149 a month. Nothing is required. If you want to sign up for payments are great because our credit card processing is lower than pretty much everyone else. Like if you credit card not present, we're at 275. Most people are over three. So I know a lot of people like to pass it on to the customer. They don't care what it is, but some people eat it and they'll save money. So credit card processing fees being less expensive are always a win for everybody because either you're passing less on to the customer or you're saving more money for yourself. One of the great things about it is what we call a unified inbox. So no matter where you get a communication from, whether it's from your Google business profile, your website, your Facebook page, it all goes into one spot and it tells you where it came from. So you know what's working and what's not working. So you're not flying blind. That's a really great module, the unified inbox. Everyone says they use AI. We actually do use AI. And if you don't mind, I'll give you like a really good example of
Please.
that. Okay, perfect. Let's say you're a plumber and you're headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Okay. But you do business in Miami and you do business in West Palm Beach. The problem with that is when someone in Miami looks up plumber near me, you don't show up as an option because you haven't proven to Google that you work there. Okay. So, we, as a part of our SEO module, we have a thing called check-ins. This is how it works. You do a job, you take a picture of the job. Immediately, the alt tag and the metadata on the back of the photo is geo-targeted to that location. Then you write 10 words describing the job. AI takes over, creates geo-targeted, keyword-optimized content. Then it creates a location page attached to your site. You have now proven to Google what you do and where you do it. So now, when someone in Miami is looking for a plumber near me, even though you're in Fort Lauderdale, you come up as an option. And the more check-ins you do, obviously, the higher you go, come up in the rankings. That's one of the things that AI does that we that really actually helps you. That's not garbage. One of the other things, you know a lot about SEO, Thomas?
I know a bit.
Cool. So most businesses have a Google business profile. That's, typical. If you don't, it's not even a big
Right.
deal. That doesn't even
Right.
matter. We have a certain part of our SEO module called the Citation Builder. So let me explain to you how this works. If you have a Google business profile, it automatically pulls your information and uploads it into the app. If you don't, you can put it in manually. Now, being on Google is great, but there are 70 other key sites that Google checks to make sure that you're on them. Hopfrog, Brown Book, Yellow Pages, Bing, Yahoo, all of these sites, right? Not only do you have to be on these sites, nothing can be missing, everything has to be uniform. It's a lot of work, it's a pain in the ass. So what we do is once your entire profile is loaded into this part of the SEO module called Citation Builder, you hit send. It immediately pushes it out to all 70 of these key sites. A few of them will be synced in a couple of minutes, a few more will be in a couple of hours, and then in a couple of days, you will be on all 70 sites, completely uniform, nothing missing. and that will immediately move you up in the rankings. And while it's happening, you can check the status of each one of these sites in the app. So
So
that's
instead
another.
of adding pointless AI, this is doing it in a place where people otherwise would never want to do that work. No one would
Right.
ever want to have to populate all those things. AI is
That's right.
terrific at it.
Yes. And you know what? If you explain it to somebody that's not technical, they understand it.
Yes.
They completely understand. Oh, is that? Oh, I didn't even know I needed to do that. Okay, cool. They get it. It's easy to explain.
And they would never want to do without it once they have it.
Of course not. With the check-ins, you can even abuse it. You can go to your friend's house and take a picture of their water heater and say you installed it. And Google doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
I'd go up and down, I'd go to every town and start doing check-ins for the heck of it. It works. It's great.
And I have heard of this problem of, because there's the normal SEO that we deal with in the tech industry where, how Googleable are you? And then nowadays that's being somewhat replaced by, I forget what they now call it, but SEO, but for LLMs, right?
Yeah,
How findable.
you're talking about deep snippets, like that AI
Yeah,
paragraph at the top.
things, the deep snippets, and then also just the likelihood of the LLM to mention you in the first place. If they say, I need an expert on such excellent, I forget that there's different competing names. But then there's the issue of SEO for local, small, Main
That's
Street
what it is.
businesses.
Local is
And
key.
it is different. It's different. It's
Totally.
very, it's geo geographically is a factor and all of that. And it's a hard problem to solve.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, national SEO is much more complicated than local SEO. But SEO is, local SEO is the people we're trying to target. The guy has an area where he
That's
works,
right.
and that's it.
That's right. If I look up best plumber around, it's gonna give me, I'm in Houston,
Right.
it's gonna give me that. And so how do you solve that? This is really, really cool stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Mark Rossler of HubSpark, and you can check them out at hubspark.com to get started. Anything else, Mark, you would like people to look into or check out?
I offer it with gratitude. I really do. We've been working on this for a long time, and I really think it's going to change the way small business operates, especially with AI on the horizon. Well, more than on the horizon, especially with AI running us all over and backing up and running us over again, right?
Yeah, we need to go somewhere to work next after the office jobs are gone.
I mean, you have kids like I do. We were talking
Yeah.
before the show. I tell them, you have to own your own business. You have to,
Yeah.
because AI is just going to replace you eventually, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I guess there'll be another wave of robotics after this AI
It's already
age is
happening,
done.
my man.
It's rough stuff. But for the time being, for those who still have a job and still are doing physical work, check out HubSpark. And it's not just physical work, it's a wide variety of
Yes.
different types of stuff. You guys just happen to cater pretty well to those sort of blue collar audiences, but very wide variety of audiences can use these businesses. So check that out, hubspark.com. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thomas, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Great conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.